OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. 9-year-old girl drowns in a quarry in Bloemfontein, and sports minister wants answers after soccer violence. A 9-year-old girl drowned in a quarry on a farm at Roodeval in Bloemfontein. The young girl was playing with her friends at the waterhole at about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. ER24 spokesperson Anine Siddle says local police alerted ER24 paramedics to the incident. Advanced life support interventions were provided to the girl for about 40 minutes, but she was unfortunately declared dead on the scene. Police spokesperson Peter Carelli says the girl allegedly accidentally fell into the water in the Milkgrey farm in Roodeval area. Community members who were in the vicinity ran to assist the girl and alerted police. According to Carelli, an inquest has been opened by the police. The sports minister, Thokozile Xhosa, wants answers over this weekend's violence at the Moses Mabhida Stadium.
This can't carry on like this. The minister wants action to be taken.
Police had to use tear gas and stun grenades to disperse furious Kaizer Chiefs supporters who stormed the pitch after Amakhosi lost 2-0 against Platinum Stars in their Nedbank Cup semi-final clash. The sports ministry spokesperson Vuyo Manga says Xhosa wants answers.
And she wants answers from both the PSL as well as the stadium management. What happened? Where was the relapse of the security? How can we prevent this thing not to happen again going forward?
Many commuters must once again look for alternative transport as the nationwide bus strike looks set to intensify as it enters its sixth day today. The continued strike action comes as a result of failed wage negotiations between unions and employers over the course of a two-day meeting with the CCMA. Workers initially demanded a 12% increase and employers offered 7%. The workers have since rejected an offer of 8%. South African Transport Workers and Allied Union SATAWU spokesperson Zanele Sabela says they're intensifying the action and calling on non-unionized members to down tools in order to put more pressure on employers to give them what they want. And then from abroad, Vern Troyer, best known for his role as Mini-Me in the Austin Power movies, has died, according to posts on his official social media accounts. AFE reports, while no cause of death was revealed, the Post spoke of the diminutive 49-year-old actor's recent time of adversity with depression. One of the world's shortest men at just 81 centimetres due to a type of dwarfism, Troyer first entered show business as a stunt person in the 1994 film Baby's Day Out. Your top story at this hour, a 9-year-old girl drowned in a quarry on a farm in Roodeval in Bloemfontein. Reach IFM News on our hotline on 082 370 1268.